Good evening, everyone.
Dobro večer svima.
I'm glad to see you are still coming.
Drago mi je da vidim da još uvek dolazite.
Tonight we're going to switch gears a little bit.
Sad ćemo malo promenimo brzinu, da ubacimo u višu.
We've had a look at the account of origins.
Gledali smo, razmatrali smo poreklo.
And you will have noticed that there was a fair amount of similarity between possibilities and the Genesis account.
Videli ste da postoji prilična sličnost između onoga što knjiga postanja iz Biblije kaže i verovatnoće naučne.
But of course the Bible these days is regarded as a book of interesting stories and mythologies.
A danas se Biblija smatra knjigom zanimljivih priča i mitologije.
It's a very interesting book. It has had more criticism in its history than any other book in the world.
To je zaista zanimljiva knjiga. Ona je preživela više kritika nego bilo koja druga knjiga na svetu.
There have been more attempts to get rid of it and wipe it off the face of the earth than any other book in the world.
Bilo je mnogo više pokušaja da se ona ukloni sa lica zemlje nego bila koja druga knjiga na svetu.
But it seems to be stubborn and to reappear every now and then.
Ali ona izgleda da je toliko tvrdokorna i stalno se ponovo i ponovo pojavljuje.
So then there have been many attempts to discredit it.
Iako je bilo mnogo pokušaja da se ona diskredituje.
On a scientific basis.
Na naučnoj osnovi.
And then, of course, on a historic basis.
I naravno na istorijskoj osnovi.
It's interesting that for many, many years,
zanimljivo je da je mnogo godina,
in well in excess of 1,000 years,
tačnije i hiljade godina,
the Bible was often the only document on the earth that recorded certain nations and cities and events.
Ona je bila jedini dokument koji je spominjao izvesne narode i događaje istorijske.
And those nations and events, of course, had disappeared in the sands of time.
A ovi narodi i događaji nestali su pod prašinom vremena.
And that gave the higher critics a tremendous opportunity to discredit what the Bible had said.
A to je dalo ovoj školi visoke kritike puno prilike da diskredituje ono što je Biblija tvrdila.
Yes, and of course in the last few centuries it's particularly the German critics who have been very vociferous in their criticism.
A posebno nemačka kritika koja je poslednjih vekova bila zaista bespoštedna u svojim kritikovanjima Biblije.
And I think that's what prompted Time magazine from asking the question, is the Bible fact or fiction?
Vidite da je čak i časopis Time obradio ovu temu pitajući se da li je Biblija činjenica ili fikcija.
It's interesting that the science of archaeology is just over 100 years old.
A takođe naučna arheologija je stara svega nešto preko 100 godina.
So that means that the whole span of human history is now only really being unearthed.
Tako da se ceo tok ljudske istorije tek sada zapravo otkopava.
Now this Bible,
ova Biblija,
stands in many homes.
Stoji na policama u mnogim domovima.
And it adorns many bookshops.
A ima i u mnogim knjižarama.
And bookshelves.
I na policama sa knjigama.
And everybody seems to have one.
I izgleda kao da svako posjeduje jednu Bibliju.
But very few actually read what's inside it.
A zaista malo njih čita šta je zapisano u njoj.
Some of course hated it.
Neki su je naravno mrzeli.
And the Christian religion in particular.
A posebno hrišćanska religija.
And Voltaire wrote at one stage, I'm tired of hearing people repeat that 12 men established the Christian religion. I will prove that one man might suffice to overthrow it.
Voltaire je tvrdio da je umoran slušajući kako su 12 ljudi uspostavili hrišćansku religiju i dokazaću, kaže, da je dovoljan jedan čovjek da je zbaci.
It's interesting that the very room where he said these words,
zanimljivo je da baš u toj sobi gde su ove reči izgovorene,
is today one of the largest Bible depositories in the world.
Danas se nalazi jedna od najvećih štamparija Biblije.
Now this Bible makes
kladišta gde se one.
This Bible makes some claims that no other book makes.
Ali ova Biblija iznosi neke stvari koje tvrdi neke stvari koje ni jedna druga knjiga.
In fact, it throws out some challenges that no other book throws out.
Tačnije, ona nam daje neke izazove koje ni jedna druga knjiga ne postavlja pred nas.
And in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19,
u drugoj poslanici apostola Petra prva glava 19. stih kaže,
it tells us that the Bible is a book of prophecy.
Kaže nam se da je Biblija knjiga proročanstava.
And that we would do well to study the prophecies.
I da bi bilo dobro za nas da proučavamo proročanstva.
So it proclaims to be a historic book.
Dakle, ona za sebe tvrdi, Biblija, da je ona istorijska knjiga.
It proclaims to be a prophetic book.
Da je proročka knjiga.
And it proclaims to be a book of salvation.
I tvrdi da je knjiga o spasenju.
Those are three huge claims.
To su tri velike tvrdnje.
In Isaiah chapter 42 verse 9,
u knjizi proroka Isaija 42. glava 9. stih,
there's this amazing statement.
Imamo jednu zapanjujuću izjavu.
That as far as prophecy is concerned,
kad su u pitanju proročanstva,
God says, I tell you ahead of time so that when it does happen, you will actually see that it happens.
Bog kaže, ja vam kažem unapred, pa kada vidite da se dešava, znaćete da je to.
Before it happens, I'll tell you about it.
Pre nego što se dogodi, ja ću vas o tome obavestiti.
And that's where you can see whether I'm talking the truth or whether I'm lying to you.
I po tome vidjet ćete da li vam govorim istinu ili vas lažem.
So you see, we've been told that it's a book of prophecy and that it would do well to study the prophecies.
I dakle Biblija nam tvrdi da je ona knjiga proročanstva i da bi bilo dobro za nas da ih proučavamo.
And it challenges us by saying, see, I tell you ahead of time and you check it out, see what happens.
I daje nam izazov, kaže, evo ja vam kažem unapred, a vi vidite šta će se desiti i da li je tako.
In verses 9 and 10 of chapter 46,
u 46. poglavlju stihovi 9 i 10 u istoj knjizi,
it goes even further.
Ide čak i dalje.
He says, I declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things are not yet done.
Kaže, iz početka javljam kraj i ono što još nije bilo.
So in other words, he's saying, I'm not only telling you what happened in the beginning.
Drugim rečima, Bog kaže, ne govorim vam samo ono što je bilo u početku.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen right up until the very end.
Već vam kažem šta će se dogoditi sve do samog kraja.
Do you know how many people long to know what's going to happen in the future?
Da li znate koliko ljudi čezne da sazna šta će se desiti u budućnosti?
How many people look in the teacup to see what's going to happen in the future?
Koliko ljudi gleda samo u šoljicu da bi znalo šta će se desiti u budućnosti?
How many people pay a fortune to go and find out what's going to happen in the future?
Koliko je spremno da da čitavo bogatstvo da bi dobilo proročanstvo šta će mu se desiti u budućnosti?
And here's a book which says, I'll tell you and you'll see it will happen.
A evo knjige koja tvrdi, evo ja ću vam reći, a vi ćete vidjeti onda kada se dogodi da li će se ispuniti.
It's the cheapest source of the future in the world.
Ovo je dakle najjeftiniji izvor informacija o budućnosti na svetu.
Then in John we are told,
zatim u Evanđelju po Jovanu kaže nam se,
that everything about the history and about the future,
sve o istoriji i sve o budućnosti,
actually revolves around one person.
Zapravo se kreće oko jedne osobe.
And that somehow everybody is linked to that person.
I na neki način svi su povezani sa tom ličnošću.
And in Luke, Jesus said that everything written in the books of Moses,
a u Evanđelju po Luci Isus kaže da sve što je napisano u Mojsijevim knjigama,
written in the prophets,
u prorocima,
and in the psalms,
i u psalmima,
actually concerns him.
Tiče se njega, odnosi se na njega.
So here are these amazing claims.
Dakle, evo ovih zapanjujućih izjava.
Historic information,
istorijske informacije,
origin information,
informacije o poreklu, o postanju,
prophetic information,
proročke informacije,
messianic information,
i informaciju o izbavitelju, o Mesiji.
Now surely it should be easy to see if it is fact or fiction.
Svakako bi bilo lako proveriti da li je to činjenica ili fikcija.
Then why is it so difficult?
Pa zašto je onda to tako teško?
Surely it should be possible to go and look at some of the prophecies and see, well, are they true or are they false?
Svakako je moguće pogledati neka proročanstva i videti da li su bila istinita ili pogrešna.
Surely we should be able to look at the history and see was it true or was it false?
Svakako da možemo da razmotrimo istoriju i vidimo da li je tako zaista bilo ili su u pitanju laži.
Particularly since in many cases it was the only document that recorded some of these things.
Posebno zato što je Biblija za mnoge događaje bila jedini dokument koji je o njima nešto zapisao.
So tonight I want to take you on a little trip between two parameters.
Zato večera želim da vas povedem na malo putovanje između dva parametra.
We've looked at origins.
Posmatrali smo postanje, poreklo.
Let's look at some amazing historic facts.
Hajde da razmotrimo neke zapanjujuće istorijske činjenice.
Facts that are generally considered myths and are denied.
Činjenice koje su bile dugo smatrane mitom ili su bile poricane.
Just to add an element of intrigue, you know, sort of Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Čisto da malo zaintrigiramo vaše detektivske umove.
And then we'll look at a prophetic look.
A onda ćemo razmotriti proročanstva.
And we'll look at past prophecy so that we can see whether it was actually fulfilled or not.
I da vidimo neka ranija proročanstva, da li su se ona, dakle, ispunila ili ne.
Because that might create the basis for looking at some future prophecies.
Jer to može da nam stvori osnovu da razmotrimo neka proročanstva o budućnosti koja je još uvijek pred nama.
Now some of the greatest historic writings concerning history come from Egypt.
Neki od najvažnijih historijskih zapisa potiču iz Egipta.
There's the famous step pyramid of Saqqara.
Evo čuvene stepenaste piramide u Sakari.
And that was from Pharaoh Sozer in the 3rd dynasty.
To je dakle piramida faraona Sosera iz 3. dinastije.
And notice that that was only in 2750 BC.
Primetite da je u pitanju samo 2750. Godina pre nove ere.
One of the stories that is considered a mythology is the story of Joseph.
Zatim jedna od priča koja je smatrana za mitsku je priča o Josifu.
And the Bible says everything prospered in his hand.
Biblija kaže da je sve u njegovim rukama napredovalo.
And then there is a story that he had dealings with a pharaoh.
A evo priče kako je on prošao sa faraonom.
And that he told this pharaoh about a dream or explained a dream that the pharaoh had.
I on je faraonu obrazložio san koji je sam faraon sanjao.
And Genesis chapter 41 records this.
A prva knjiga Mojsijeva 41. poglavlje zapisuje to.
And remember the Pharaoh had dreamt about the 7 fat cows and the 7 lean cows.
Ako ste čitali ili se sećate, faraon je sanjao 7 debelih i 7 mršavih krava.
And the 7 fat ears and the 7 lean ears of corn.
I zatim 7 debelih i 7 zaista šturih klipova. Kukuruza.
And then the Bible says that Joseph told him that it would mean 7 years of abundance, 7 years of leanness.
I Biblija nas izveštava da je tada Josif protumačio faraonu da taj san znači da će nastupiti 7 plodnih, a onda 7 gladnih godina.
And then this laid the foundation for the sojourn of the children of Israel in Egypt.
I to je stvorilo temelje da se deca Izraelja mogu doseliti u Egipat.
That's a nice mythology, people would say.
To je simpatičan mit, rekli bi ljudi.
But then archaeology found an inscription at the first cataract of the Nile.
A zatim su ljudi pronašli istorijski dokaz u jednoj od utoka Nila.
Which seems to support the story.
Koja izgleda da podržava ovu biblijsku priču.
It talks about a famine that lasted many years.
Govori se o gladi koja je trajala mnogo godina.
And that corn was collected and distributed.
A da je kukuruz pre toga već bio sabran, a zatim deljen ljudima.
It even says that the Nile has not overflowed for 7 years.
Čak se tu tvrdi da Nil nije plavio 7 godina.
And it says that storehouses were built and that provisions were made.
Ali da su pre toga izgrađene žitnice, ambari i da su napravljene zalihe.
And in some of the tombs you find lean cows and fat cows.
A u nekim grobovima nalazite crteže debelih i mršavih krava.
So that makes an interesting story.
Nije li to zanimljiva priča?
But the greatest detective story, I think, concerns the Exodus.
Ali najveća detektivska priča tiče se izlaska Izraela iz Egipta.
Especially since there is so much misinformation about it.
Pogotovo što njoj nedostaje toliko mnogo informacija.
And Hollywood likes to contribute to the misinformation.
Hollywood bi voleo da da svoj doprinos informacijama o ovoj
So when you look at the movie about Moses,
pa kad gledate film o Mojsiju,
then you have such a mixture and blends of mythologies, it's unbelievable.
Onda imate takvu mešavinu mitologije da je to neverovatno.
You have Islamic blends in the story.
Imate islamske elemente u toj priči.
Of course, they also had Islamic advisors for the movie.
Naravno, oni su imali savjetodavce iz islamskog sveta za ovaj film.
The chronology of the event is way out.
Hronologija ovog događaja je potpuno promašena.
In the movie, the pharaoh of the Exodus is Ramses.
I film o ovom izlasku opisuje Ramzesa, faraona Ramzesa.
Who doesn't fit with the biblical chronology at all?
Koji se uopšte ne uklapa u biblijsku hronologiju.
And of course, in the records of the Egyptologists, there is no record of an Exodus.
A u egiptološkim izvorima nema nikakvog zapisa o izlasku Izraelaca iz Egipta.
And yet it is described in the Bible as an event of major proportion.
A u Bibliji je opisan kao jedan zaista grandiozan i važan događaj.
Not only were there 10 plagues,
ne samo da je bilo 10 zala,
but the entire Egyptian army was wiped out in the Red Sea.
Nego je celokupna egipatska armija bila zbrisana u Crvenom moru.
Including the pharaoh.
Uključujući samog faraona.
There was a clash of religious interests.
Tu je došlo do sučeljavanja religijskih interesa.
According to the Bible, the Israelite version came out on top.
I po Bibliji izraelska verzija je isplivala na površinu.
And not a word in the hieroglyphics.
A o tome nema ni spomena u hieroglifskim zapisima.
Well, Ezekiel says that this land of Egypt would become desolate.
U knjizi proroka Ezekiela piše se da će zemlja egipatska postati pusta, biti opustošena.
And slowly the archaeologist's spade is beginning to unearth some interesting things.
I ubrzo arheološka lopatica počinje da otkopava zanimljive stvari.
So they found golden calf worship.
Tako da su pronašli zlatno tele koje je bilo obožavano.
Which of course is well established today as the Apis bull cult.
Koje je danas dobro već zasnovano kao kult bika Apisa.
The religion that was the heyday in Egypt at the time.
Religija koja je bila prevalentna u to vreme u Egiptu.
Had some very interesting features with serpents and red sun blazes.
Evo zanimljivih slika sa zmijama i crvenim sunčanim diskom.
It even had a trinity.
Čak se spominje i trojstvo.
Isis, Horus, Set.
Izida, Horus i Set.
And here you have a depiction of Isis.
Evo Izide ovde.
Who's of course becoming very modern in the New Age vogue.
Koja je postaje vrlo popularna u pokretu novo doba.
There you have the goddess Cyrus with his mitre.
Evo onda boga Ozirisa sa njegovom mitrom.
And then you have the god of the dead who is Anubis.
Zatim Anubis. Bog mrtvih.
And then you have, of course, the scales. You are found in the weighed in the scales and found wanting or not.
Tu su onda i vage koje odlučuju.
And Isis, of course, with a serpent on either side, or Hathor.
Zatim Izide sa zmijama sa obe svoje strane, pa Hathor.
The god Horus, who had the eagle head.
Pa bog Horus koji imao glavu orla.
The Hathor was also worshipped as the cow.
A Hathor je bio obožavan u obliku krave.
And then because it was a pantheistic religion.
A budući da je to bila panteistička religija.
God was in every creature and every blade of grass in every river.
Bog je znači God used.
God was in every.
Bog je bio u svakom živom stvoru, u životinji, u biljci, u žbunu.
So of course he was also in the dung beetle.
Tako da je bio i u balegaru.
The scarab beetle, which became a very important deity.
Skarabeju, koji je postao zaista važno božanstvo.
But Isis and Osiris were supreme, and Horus.
Ali Zida i and Osiris.
Isis.
I Zida, Osiris i Horus su i dalje ostali na
vrhu. They were the supreme deities.
Oni su bili vrhovna božanstva.
They had different forms in different times.
Oni su poprimali različite oblike u različitim vremenima.
The embodiment of Ra and of Amun and variations.
Bogova Ra, Amun, druge varijante.
Now let's go to the pyramids and see if we can find any interesting information.
Hajdemo do piramida da vidimo da li one pružaju neke zanimljive informacije.
Well, the first clues came when, of course, the Rosetta Stone was discovered.
Prve podatke dobijamo kada je bio otkriven rozetski kamen, kamen iz Rozete.
And Champollion took over 20 years to decipher it.
A Champollionu je trebalo 20 godina da dešifruje ovaj kamen.
It's interesting, of course, that the exhibition of Napoleon found it.
Zanimljivo je da ga je Napoleonova ekspedicija pronašla.
And there it is in the British Museum today.
Evo ga danas u Britanskom muzeju.
With its three languages.
On je pisan na tri jezika.
Which made it possible to find out what the hieroglyphics say in the first place.
Što je omogućilo da se dešifruje hieroglifsko pismo.
And then, of course,
prvi put.
Numerous tombs and mummies have been found.
Zatim pronađeno je mnoštvo grobova i mumija.
And they add more information.
I oni dodaju još informacija.
And then stelas have been found which add more information.
Pronađene su i stele, obelisci.
Now let me tell you something about the mindset of pharaohs.
Da razmislimo kakav je bio način razmišljanja faraona.
They were reincarnations of the sun god.
Oni su bili reinkarnacije boga sunca.
And of such, of course, they were god in the flesh.
A kao takvi oni su znači bili bogovi u telu.
That made them infallible. Infallible.
To ih je činilo nepogrešivima.
And unconquerable.
I nepobedivima, neosvojivima.
You don't just go up to God and beat him up.
A ne idete prosto do Boga da ga samo
And so in the hieroglyphics, they only record successes.
Dakle, u hieroglifskim zapisima oni samo beleže svoje uspehe.
And you will find numerous lies against the walls of Egypt.
I na egipatskim zidovima naći ćete mnoštvo laži.
Pharaohs boasting about their victory over the Hittites.
Faraon koji slavi svoju pobedu nad Hetitima.
When actually they got the hidings of their lives.
A oni su zapravo morali da se izbore i da se skriju za sopstveni život, da se čuvaju sopstveni život.
The Carchemish epic is one example.
Ep o Karkamešu je jedan takav primer.
But Pharaoh is always winning.
Ali faraoni uvek pobeđuju.
And he's always a great warrior.
I faraon je uvek veliki ratnik.
And he has the fastest chariot.
I ima najbrže dvokolice.
And the deities, of course, are always on his side.
A božanstva su naravno uvek na njegovoj strani.
So they even name themselves after the deities.
Tako da se oni čak i nazivaju po božanstvima.
This here is a representation of the god Amun.
Ovo ovde pred ovo su bog Amon predstavljeni ovde.
Who was depicted as the ram.
Koji je bio predstavljen kao ovan.
And the hieroglyphics tell the stories of their great victories.
I hieroglifi pričaju priču o njihovim velikim pobedama.
You know, much like the Arabic writings, the hieroglyphics are read backwards.
Kao i u arapskom hieroglifi se čitaju unazad.
In this particular one, it's very interesting because you can read it both ways. You can read it this way, or you can read it that way.
A ovo je posebno zanimljivo jer može da se čita u oba smjera kao palindromski niz.
In the middle, of course, you have the ankh, which is the symbol of life.
A u sredini imate ankh koji je simbol života.
And if you feel like it, you could worship this dung beetle over here.
I možete da obožavate ovdje ukoliko želite balegara.
Birds were very prominent in depicting the gods.
Ptice su imale značajno mjesto u predstavljanju bogova.
And these crosses, these Maltese crosses were symbols of the sun god.
A ovi malteški krstovi predstavljali su boga sunca.
And pharaohs were always huge and impressive.
A faraoni su uvijek bili ogromni i impresivni.
He hadn't heard about the emancipation of women yet.
Još nismo čuli o emancipaciji žena.
Yeah. You see, that's why the wife is just an insignificant little something there between his knees.
I zato vidite, žena mu je ovdje tako mala, neznačajna, samo između nogu do kolena.
But let's get to the story of the Exodus.
Da se vratimo na priču o izlasku Izraelaca iz Egipta.
Nothing recorded in the hieroglyphics.
Ništa o tome nema zapisano u hieroglifskim zapisima.
And yet, according to the Bible, the most dramatic event in history.
A to je po Bibliji još uvijek najdramatičniji historijski događaj.
Of which Pharaoh came away not with a blood nose, but with a dead body.
Iz tog događaja faraon je izašao sa razbijenim nosom, već mrtav.
So let's see if we can find anything about it.
Da vidimo da li nešto o tome ipak možemo pronaći.
And please note that the whole nation was subjected to this power display by God.
I samo ne zaboravite da je cela nacija mogla da posmatra i bila izložena moćnom objavljivanju Božjem.
And they witnessed the conflict between the two sets of deities.
I ceo Egyptian nation was.
Yes, the whole Egyptian nation saw that.
Ceo egipatski narod mogao je da vidi ovaj sukob dve religije, dva božanstva.
And they clearly saw the God of Israel, according to the Bible, beat the heck out of all the others.
I oni su mogli jasno vidjeti po Bibliji da je Bog Izraela prostor sve nadmašio.
Do you think it might have changed their minds?
Da li mislite da je to moglo da promeni njihov način razmišljanja?
Well, let's have a look.
Da pogledamo.
This is Ramses.
Ovo je Ramses.
According to the chronology in the Book of Kings,
po kronologiji u knjizi o carevima,
he is way too late for the story.
On je prilično zakasnio za ovu priču.
And from then on it's good old-fashioned Egyptology with no hiccup noticeable.
I tu je sad dobra stara egiptologija sa bez.
There's nothing strange in the story that you can pick up.
Aha, dakle nema ničeg stvarno neobičnog u toj priči.
And women are back to their position of even smaller than the knee height.
A evo ovdje je žena još niža od nivoa kolena.
So nothing's changed.
Ništa se dakle nije promijenilo.
Now the Bible says that the story started with Moses who was put onto the Nile.
Znate da priča počinje sa Mojsijem koji je bio u kovčežiću pušten niz Nil.
Now let me give you a brief chronology.
Samo kratka kronologija.
He was born in 1530 BC according to the scriptures.
Po Bibliji rođen je 1530. pre nove ere.
And he fled in 1490 BC when he was 40 years old.
A pobegao je 1490. kad je imao 40 godina.
Remember you have to count backwards because you're working with BC now.
Sećate se, budući da smo u dobu pre nove ere, godine brojite unazad.
And the Bible says he was 80 years old when the Exodus took place.
A Biblija kaže da je imao 80 godina kad izraelski narod počeo da izlazi iz Egipta. Zapravo.
And according to the chronology in 2 Kings, that works out to the 17th of March 1450.
A po drugoj knjizi o carevima, i to se desilo 17. marta 1450.
So the question is there a pharaoh that died on that day?
I pitanje je da li je tamo tog dana zaista neki faraon poginuo?
And the answer is yes.
Da li je faraon tada poginuo? I odgovor je da.
Verified even in the Egyptian calendar. Verified in the Egyptian calendar.
I u egipatskom kalendaru je to.
And that was Thutmose III.
To je bio Tutmos III.
And that was according to his biographer Amenap.
A to je po njegovom biografu Amenabu.
Let me tell you something about Thutmose III.
Da kažemo nešto o Tutmosu III.
He was known as the Napoleon of Egypt.
On je bio poznat kao egipatski Napoleon.
He was the mightiest pharaoh of all time.
On je bio najmoćniji faraon svih vremena.
Not only that, he wrote the Umdayat, the Book of the Dead.
Ne samo to, on je čak i napisao knjigu mrtvih.
So he was the pharaoh who formalized the entire Egyptian religion.
On je dakle formalizovao celu egipatsku religiju.
Now if you're going to look for a conflict of interests,
možete sad videti taj konflikt interesa.
What better pharaoh than the mightiest one and the one who defined the religion of Egypt?
Šta ćete više i boljeg faraona nego jednog koji definiše, koji je zasnovao celu egipatsku religiju?
Now he's part of the 18th dynasty.
On pripada 18. dinastiji.
The first pharaoh there was Amose.
Prvi faraon je bio Amose. Ahmes kod nas, hvala.
Ahmes, okay. And you can see, well, that's before the Exodus.
To je bilo pre izlaska Izraelaca iz Egipta.
The next one was Amenhotep.
Drugi je bio Amenhotep.
And Amenhotep means Amun is pleased.
Što znači Amun je zadovoljan, zadovoljava Amuna.
And he's just 2 years before Moses.
A to je bilo svega 2 godine pre Mojsija.
So that pharaoh must have ruled when Aaron was born.
Dakle, taj faraon morao je biti na vlasti kada je Aaron bio rođen, Mojsijev brat.
And the next one is Thutmose I.
Zatim dolazi Tutmos I.
Slap bang in the time of Moses.
Upravo u vreme Mojsija.
So he must be the one who issued the decree that all the little boys must die.
Mora biti da on bio taj koji izdao dekret da svi izraelski dečaci moraju biti pobijeni, da svi dečaci moraju biti pobijeni.
And the question is, did he have a daughter?
A pitanje je, da li je on imao kćer?
Because remember, a princess found little Moses.
A sećate se, princeza je pronašla malog Mojsija u Nilu?
Yes, he did have a daughter.
Da, imao je ćerku.
And her name was Hatshepsut.
A njeno ime bilo je Hatshepsut.
And she was married to a no good.
Ona je bila udata za jednog lošeg momka.
When this pharaoh over here died,
izvinite, she was married to?
To a no good.
Okay, dobro smo. Yeah. Na dobrom smo putu.
When her father died,
kad je njen otac umro,
her husband became the next pharaoh.
Njen muž je postao sljedeći faraon.
You see, he only ruled 4 years.
I on je vladao svega 4 godine.
And they didn't have any children by this husband.
I ona nije imala dece sa ovim mužem.
But he was a wandering man.
Ali on je malo švrljao.
And he had an illegitimate son.
Tako da je imao nezakonitog sina.
And that son gets to be very interesting.
A taj sin postaje veoma zanimljiv.
So when this pharaoh died, when the husband died,
kada je ovaj faraon, a njen muž, umro.
That was the second time that there was no pharaoh now.
Sada ponovo, po drugi put, nije bilo faraona.
No real heir. No real heir to the throne.
Nije, znači, bilo pravog naslednika prestola.
And this makes the story interesting.
I sad priča postaje zanimljiva.
Because the Bible says that Moses was offered the position of pharaoh.
Jer Biblija kaže da je Mojsiju bilo ponuđeno da postane faraon.
But that he refused.
Ali on je to odbio.
So obviously here was one time when it could have happened, when the father died.
Znači to se moglo desiti ovdje kada je otac princeze Hatshepsut umro.
And here was another time when the husband died.
A drugi put kad je njen muž umro.
But if he refused, who took the throne then?
Ali ako je Mojsija odbio, ko je onda preuzeo presto?
And the answer is Hatshepsut herself took the throne.
Odgovor je sama Hatshepsut je preuzela presto.
But the priests insisted that the illegitimate son also take the throne with her.
A sveštenici su insistirali da i ovaj nezakoniti sin sa njom deli vlast.
So Hatshepsut and Thutmose III, the illegitimate son of Thutmose II, ruled together.
Tako da su Hatshepsut i Tutmos III, nezakoniti sin Tutmosa II, zajedno vladali.
And it is interesting that Hatshepsut in the beginning was the mightier.
I zanimljivo je da je Hatshepsut na početku bila uticajnija.
And in the end her record disappears.
A na kraju se sve o njoj briše.
Well, then we go through a whole lot of Amenhoteps.
Sada idemo kroz ceo niz faraona Amenhotepa.
Amenhotep II, the son of Thutmose III.
Drugi Amenhotep je sin trećega Tutmosa.
Then Thutmose IV.
Zatim Tutmos IV.
So let's have a look at the story.
I da se vratimo na priču.
Let's assume that Hatshepsut found Moses.
Pretpostavimo da je Hatshepsut pronašla Mojsija.
And the Bible tells us that he was educated by his real mother.
I Biblija nam kaže da ga je podigla njegova majka Izraelka.
And that he had certain religious principles as a consequence.
I kao posledica tog vaspitanja on je držao se nekih religijskih principa.
And these could have rubbed off on Hatshepsut. There she is.
I to se moglo odraziti na Hatshepsut. Evo je ona.
Notice she has a beard.
Primetite da ima bradu.
Because as a pharaoh you had to be a man.
Jer kao faraon morate biti muškarac.
Because you were the rebirth of Osiris.
Jer ste vi ponovno rođeni Oziris.
And of course she had to be a man, so she got an honorary beard.
I budući da je morala bude muškarac, imala je
But of course,
počasnu bradu.
It's interesting that this is one of very few statues of her.
Zanimljivo je da je ovo jedna od retkih njenih statua.
Found in a hole that they dug and thrown a whole lot in.
Nađena u rupi sa tamo mnoštvom nekih drugih stvari nebitnih.
There's another rare statue of hers.
Evo još jedna njene statue.
And that is Thutmose III, the Napoleon.
A ovo je Tutmos III, Napoleon.
Here you see Thutmose III pick up the entire Syrian army and
Evo vidite ga ovdje kako podiže i trese celu sirijsku vojsku.
He was a big man.
Bio je on veliki čovjek.
Well, Time magazine supports the story. He calls him the Napoleon of ancient Egypt.
I časopis Time podržava ovu priču i Tutmosa III naziva Napoleonom Egipta.
And after this period there's a strange turn of events.
Čuden obrt događaja se dešava posle ovog perioda.
Egypt undergoes a change of religion.
Egipatska religija se menja.
That's called the Amarna period.
Dolazimo do Amarna perioda.
And it has a whole lot of interesting pharaohs starting with Amenhoteps and Tutankhamuns, etc. We'll come to them.
Sada dolazimo do raznih Amenhotep faraona i Tutankhamuna dalje, ali
Right, let's start. Here is Hatshepsut's famous mortuary temple, Deir el-Bari.
Ovde je čuveni posmrtni hram Hatshepsut.
And around about here stood a university.
Ovde negde bio je univerzitet.
Where the pharaohs were educated.
Gde su se obrazovali faraoni.
Now when you go to this mortuary temple,
kada dođete u ovaj posmrtni hram,
there's something very interesting.
Ima nešto zaista zanimljivo.
All the reliefs of Hatshepsut have been chiseled off the walls.
Svi reljefi koje su prikazivali Hatshepsut bili su otkinuti sa zidova.
There's one, only the outline is visible, but the relief is chiseled off.
Ovde se naziru samo osnove, ali ceo reljef je otkinut.
Only reminders of the pagan religion are there.
Tamo su samo podsjećanja na paganske religije.
Here's the goddess Hathor.
Evo boga Hathora.
She is there.
Boginje.
Here is another interesting room at Luxor.
Evo još jedne zanimljive prostorije u Luxoru.
And I'm going to take you inside there.
Vodim vas unutra.
And show you another interesting relief over here.
Da vam pokažem još jedan zanimljiv reljef.
There you have the deities blessing a pharaoh.
Ovde božanstva blagosiljaju faraona.
That one over here is Horus, as you see.
Ovaj ovde je Horus.
But the pharaoh is chiseled off the wall.
A i faraon je takođe obijen.
As if the memory of this pharaoh must go out of history.
Kao da sećanje na ovog faraona treba da se izbriše iz istorije.
Now it's interesting that the Egyptians did that to people who changed their religion.
Zanimljivo je da su Egipćani to radili onim faraonima koji su promenili religiju, svoju religiju.
Who was that was there?
I ko je to tamo bio?
It was Hatshepsut.
Hatshepsut.
So her history has been removed.
Tako da je istorija o njoj uklonjena.
6 years before her death, all record of Hatshepsut ceases.
Nestaju svi podaci i svi zapisi o njoj.
6 years before her death.
6 godina pre no što je umrla.
And then she and her entire cabinet are murdered.
A zatim su ona i ceo njen kabinet bili pobijeni.
And one pharaoh rules supreme, Tutmosis III.
A jedan faraon ostaje da vlada, to je Tutmos III.
He rules together with his son who is Amenhotep II.
On je vladao zajedno sa svojim sinom koji je Amenhotep II.
And during this time when the Bible says the Exodus took place,
i tokom ovog vremena Biblija nam kaže da se desio izlazak Izraelaca iz Egipta.
He sent his son Amenhotep to suppress an uprising in Syro-Palestine.
On je poslao svog sina da uguši neke tamo ustanke ili podizanja u
Syro-Palestine.
U Siro-Palestini.
Yeah. All right. Now here you can find two obelisks.
Ovde možete videti dva obeliska.
The one is of Hatshepsut and the other one of her father.
Jedan pripada Hatshepsut, a drugi njenom ocu.
And this here is the famous tomb of Tutmosis III.
A ovo je čuveni grob Tutmosa III.
Now remember the Bible says that this pharaoh would probably be the one that died in the Red Sea.
Ovo bi mogao da bude onaj faraon za koga Biblija tvrdi da je poginuo u Crvenom moru.
And that he is the one who would have challenged the Moses and Aaron with his own priests and the staffs that turned into snakes.
A on je onaj koji je izazivao Mojsija i Arona zajedno sa svojim sveštenicima i bacio svoj štap da postane zmija, isto što je i Mojsije činio.
So high up in the mountain is his tomb.
Njegov grob je visoko u planini.
And this is his mummy.
A ovo je njegova mumija.
That's very interesting.
Vrlo zanimljivo.
Because the probability would be high that he would be lost in this tremendous calamity in the Red Sea.
Jer je velika verovatnoća da je on morao nestati u Crvenom moru.
Now two scientists by the name of Harrison Weeks,
dva naučnika, Harris i Weeks,
studied this mummy.
Proučili su ovu mumiju.
And came to an amazing conclusion.
I došli do začuđujućeg zaključka.
This mummy is of a young man.
Ovo je mumija mladića.
And Tutmosis must have been over 80 when he died.
A Tutmos je morao imati preko 80 godina kada je nastradao.
So here in the tomb is a fake mummy.
Dakle, ovde u grobu imamo lažnu mumiju.
It's of a young man and it cannot be Tutmosis's mummy.
To je mumija mladog čovjeka, tako da to ne može biti Tutmosova mumija.
Is it possible that they lost the mummy?
Da li je moguće da su onda izgubili mumiju?
What else is interesting?
Šta je još zanimljivo?
Is that the inscription tells us exactly the date 1450 BC when this one died?
Natpis ovde nam kaže da je tačnu godinu 1504. pre nove ere kada je on umro.
And if you go inside,
ako uđete,
you will find the typical Egyptian worship of the scarab beetle.
Nalazite tipično egipatsko obožavanje skarabeja, skarabusa.
But when I was there, I discovered this amazing relief.
Ali dok sam bio tamo, otkrio sam ovaj zapanjujući reljef.
Here you have a priest of Horus.
Imate sveštenika boga Horusa.
With a staff in his hand.
Sa štapom u svojoj ruci.
And it's almost like he's throwing it and the serpent in front of him.
Kao da se sprema da ga baci i onda je pred njim zmija.
And then there are individuals worshiping the serpent.
A onda su tu pojedinci koji obožavaju zmije.
Where do we read something about staffs being thrown and turning into serpents?
Gde to čitamo o štapu koji biva bačen i pretvara se u zmiju?
Isn't that interesting?
in the Bible.
You read it in the Bible, in this conflict. And here are pieces of the Umdayat, the Book of the Dead.
Ovde su delovi knjige mrtvih.
And you have Pharaoh with serpents in front of him as well.
Imate faraona sa zmijom pred sobom takođe.
So it is interesting that there is a fake mummy.
I zanimljivo je da imate lažnu mumiju.
And that the reliefs seem to depict the story as it is in Exodus.
A da se na reljefu pojavljuje slika koja opisuje priču slično onoj o izlasku.
So interesting that Hatshepsut was just wiped out.
Tako da je zanimljivo da je Hatshepsut samo bila zbrisana.
Now his son, remember, was Amenhotep, sometimes also called Amenophis.
I njegov sin Amenhotep, koji se ponekad naziva Amenofis.
But he was not there during the Exodus, he was in Syro-Palestine.
On nije bio mrtav u toku izlaska. U vreme izlaska nije bio tu, bio je u Siro-Palestini.
In fact, he only returned 2 months after the Exodus.
On se zapravo vratio 2 meseca posle izlaska.
And what would he have found?
I šta bi pronašao?
He would have found the Egyptian army that was left behind, gone.
Pronašao bi zbrisanu egipatsku armiju.
He would have found his father dead.
Pronašao bi svog oca mrtvog.
He would have found his firstborn dead.
Pronašao bi svog prvenca mrtvog.
History records that when this pharaoh returned,
istorija beleži da kada se ovaj faraon vratio,
he went through various towns of Egypt.
Prošao je kroz različite egipatske gradove.
And flattened them and murdered many of his own people.
I sravnio ih sa zemljom i pobio mnoštvo svojih ljudi.
How would you feel about your army returning and wiping you out?
Kako biste se vi osjećali da se vaša vojska vraća sa drugog ratišta i vas bije?
So this was an angry man.
To je zaista bio neki ljutit čovjek.
This is his tomb.
Ovo je njegov grob.
He also has the Book of the Dead in it.
I u njemu se nalazi knjiga mrtvih.
And here's a statue of his.
A ovde je njegova statua.
On the side of which is this huge inscription, "All is well in my kingdom, all is at rest."
Na ovom zapisu hieroglifskom piše, sve je lepo, sve dobro u mom carstvu, sve je u miru.
While he was throwing temper tantrums in his kingdom and chopping off heads and putting the heads on his barges,
dok je on skidao glave u svom carstvu i naticao ih na koce,
typical disinformation.
Ovde imamo tipičan primer dezinformacije.
It looks like nothing's changed in the world, right?
Izgleda kao da se ništa na svetu nije promenilo.
Well, let's look a little bit further at the story.
Da idemo dalje.
Of course he had sons.
Naravno, on je imao sinove.
But what happened to his firstborn son?
Ali šta se desilo njegovom prvencu?
If the Bible is right, what
happened? Ako je Biblija u pravu, šta mu se desilo?
He died in the 10th plague.
Umro je tokom 10. zla.
So the next pharaoh,
pa je sledeći faraon,
who was called Thutmose IV,
koji je prozvan Tutmos IV,
has to explain why he, who is the second born, is the pharaoh and not the firstborn.
Mora je da objasni zašto je on koji je drugorođeni postao faraon, a ne prvenac.
And we find his explanation here on this stela between the legs of the Sphinx.
A njegovo objašnjenje nalazimo na ovoj steli koja se nalazi među sfinginim nogama.
And the story goes that he was resting here between the Sphinx's legs.
I priča kaže da se on odmara ovde među njenim nogama.
And the Sphinx said to him, "You want to be Pharaoh?"
A zviznula mu je sfinga i rekla, "Ti ćeš biti faraon?"
"You can't really be Pharaoh because you're the second born."
Ti zapravo ne možeš da budeš faraon jer si drugorođeni sin.
"But I'll tell you what."
Ali reći ću ti nešto.
"Sweep the sand away."
Malo tu počisti pesak.
"Between my legs."
Između mojih nogu.
"And I'll make you Pharaoh rather than the firstborn."
I učiniću da ti budeš faraon, a ne onaj prvenac.
So now you know why he became the Pharaoh and not his brother.
I sad znate zašto je on postao faraon, a ne njegov brat.
That's of course if you want to believe the story on the stela.
To je naravno ukoliko želite da poverujete priči koja je zapisana na steli.
And then you'd have to believe that the 30-40 year old was an 80 year old as well, in the case of his grandfather.
I onda morate da poverujete da u slučaju njegovog dede da je 30. ili 40. godišnjak bio 80. godišnjak.
Now there's his tomb.
Evo njegovog groba.
Just a typical tomb.
Samo jedan right. Običan grob.
So obviously here was a huge upheaval.
Dakle, ovde je došlo do velikih promena.
And the Egyptians started to think.
I Egipćani su počeli da razmišljaju.
Now the next pharaoh is again Amenhotep, and he's Amenhotep III.
Sledeći faraon je Amenhotep III.
He's a mighty pharaoh.
On je moćan faraon.
But he makes a big mistake.
Ali čini jednu veliku grešku.
At the end he starts switching his religion.
Na kraju počinje da menja religiju.
And what do they do with pharaohs that switch their religion?
A šta su oni radili s faraonima koji su se pokrštavali, da kažemo, menjali religiju?
Well, let's have a look. Here he is. And then at the end of his life, here is a relief of his.
Na početku izgleda onako, na kraju njegovog života, evo njegovog reljefa.
And just as in the case of Hatshepsut,
isto kao u slučaju Hatshepsut, prosto su ga očukali sa zida.
They get rid of his relief.
I otarasili se njegovog reljefa.
His son is supposed to be Amenhotep.
Njegov sin se pretpostavlja da je bio Amenhotep.
And he's going to be Amenhotep IV.
Koji će biti sada četvrti.
But he doesn't like the name.
Ali njemu se ne sviđa to ime.
What does Amenhotep mean?
Šta znači Amenhotep?
Amun is pleased.
Amun je zadovoljan.
So he changes his name to Akhenaten.
I on menja ime u Akhenaten.
And guess what?
I pogodite šta?
He says, I want nothing to do with the city of the gods facing the east.
Neću da imam ništa sa gradom bogova.
The city of the gods, yes.
Sa gradom bogova koji je okrenut prema istoku.
I'm going to change my capital to the other side of the river.
Promenit ću svoju prestonicu, premestit ću je na drugu stranu reke.
And build it far away, and he builds a new city which is called Akhetaten.
I gradi novi grad Akhetaten.
And they serve a totally new god who is called Aten.
I počinje da služi novome bogu zvanom Aten.
So Amun is gone.
Amon je dakle zbrisan.
Aten is in.
Dolazi Aten.
So that's a change of religion.
To je dakle promena religije.
And he says,
i kaže on,
I know that Pharaoh is depicted big.
Znam da se faraoni predstavljaju kao veliki.
And women are depicted small.
A žene ovakve.
He says not with me.
Ali to neće biti slučaj kod mene.
Like I am, so you show me.
Prikažite me onakvim kakav sam.
I'm not too beautiful, I have a belly.
Nisam baš mnogo lep, imam malo trbuščić.
And my face is not too beautiful either.
A nije mi baš ni faca neka.
But what you see is what you get. You make me like I look.
Ali ono što vidite, takvi me napravite.
And so he is with his ugly little lips and his pot little belly.
I dakle, evo ga ovde sa ružnim ustima i sa trbuščićem.
And he says, my wife is beautiful and precious to me.
A zatim kaže, moja žena mi je prelepa i dragocena.
She's not just a worm between my legs down there.
Nije ona samo crvić među mojim nogama.
And our new god is Aten.
A novi bog je Aten.
Depicted by these rays.
Predstavljen ovim zracima.
But they didn't worship the sun. It was only a symbol of his grace.
Ali oni nisu obožavali sunce, to je bio samo simbol njegove milosti.
And there are only a few snippets of this famous family left.
Evo samo još par scena o ovoj porodici koji su preostali.
And there he is kissing his beautiful bride.
A on ovde ljubi svoju prelepu nevestu.
And they're the same size almost.
I skoro u prirodnoj veličini. Oni su zapravo oboje iste, skoro iste veličine.
And here they are sitting on chairs opposite each other.
I ovde sede na stolicama jedan naspram drugog.
With the little children on their lap and here he's kidding and cussing and oh, not cussing,
I igraju se
kissing
sa,
and hugging his little one.
Igraju se sa decom na svojim krilima.
He had six daughters.
Imao je šest ćerki.
And every one of them had Aten in the name.
I svaka od njih u svom imenu je sadržala Aten.
His sixth daughter's name was Ankensenpaten.
ime njegove šeste ćerke bilo je Akhenaten.
So, you had Akhenaten, lived in Akhetaten, his daughter was Akhenaten. You got
it now? Imamo ovog faraona Aten koji žive u Atenu, gradu, i imao je ćerku koja je također na kraju svog
imena. His wife was the famous Nefertiti.
A njegova žena bila je čuvena Nefertiti.
And they changed the religion of Egypt to monotheism.
I promenili su egipatsku religiju u monoteističku.
Now, which god did they serve?
A kom su Bogu služili?
The only way you can find out is by reading the writings.
Jedini način da to pronađete jeste da čitate zapise.
And guess what? He quotes the Psalms of Moses.
I pogodite šta? On citira psalme Mojsijeve.
And he writes songs quoting verse after verse from Psalms of Moses.
I on piše psalme citirajući stih za stihom iz Mojsijevih.
So which god did he serve?
Pa kojem je on onda Bogu služio?
Well, you see, Egypt's kings changed to monotheism.
Vidite, egipatski kraljevi, carevi promenili su se u monoteiste.
But the story has a sad ending.
Ali ova priča ima tužan kraj.
He had a high priest of Aten.
On je imao visokog sveštenika boga Atena.
Who was a spy.
Koji je bio špijun.
He was actually an Amun man.
On je zapravo bio obožavalac Amona.
But while Pharaoh was riding high, he worshipped Aten.
Ali dok je ovaj faraon bio u dobrim godinama, on je obožavao Atena.
He was an old man with dirty fingers, I think.
Taj sveštenik je bio starac prljavih prstiju, odnosno.
Because one dark night he led in the priests of Amon.
Jer jedne mračne noći uveo je sveštenike Amona.
And they killed the entire family.
I pobili su celu porodicu.
Except the daughters.
Osim ćerki.
And then, of course, this is also Nefertiti.
A onda ovo je naravno Nefertiti.
And the youngest daughter who was Akhenaten.
A najmlađa ćerka koja je Akhenaten.
She had a young man that she was in love with.
Imala je jednog dečka u kog je bila zaljubljena.
And his name was Tutankhaten.
A ime mu je bilo Tutankhaten.
So Ankh, life, Aten gives life.
Ankh život, a Aten je onaj koji ga daje.
And she was allowed to marry him.
Bilo je dopušteno da se uda za njega.
And his original throne was a throne of Aten. There's a symbol of Aten.
I njegov originalni presto bio je presto Atena.
But he only rules a little while and then he dies.
Ali on vlada veoma kratko i umire.
But he changed his name before he died.
Ali pre nego što je umro, promenio je ime.
What did he change it to?
U što je promenio ime?
Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun.
So he used to be Tutankhaten, but he became Tutankhamun.
Bio je Tutankhaten, a sada je postao Tutankhamun.
And his beautiful little bride,
a njegova lepa mala nevesta,
she used to be Akhenaten,
bila je Akhenaten,
but she became Akhenaten-amun.
Ali je postao Akhenaten-amun.
And here he lies behind his gold mask.
I on ovde leži pod svojom zlatnom maskom.
The greatest treasures of Egypt.
Najveća blaga Egipta.
His golden throne of Aten.
Zlatni presto Atena.
Which he then changed for a throne of Amun.
Koji se zatim promenio u presto Amona.
Here are the goddesses taking care of his entrails, his guts.
Evo ovde boginja koji se brinu o njegovoj utrobi koja je izvađena pri mumificiranju.
The depiction of the gods.
Zatim predstavljanje bogova.
And they get a pride of place at Luxor, the two Akhenaten-amun and Tutankhamun.
I evo ih ovde predstavljenih u Luxoru, Akhenaten i Tutankhamuni.
So they compromised.
Dakle, oni su načinili kompromis.
Change your religion or die.
Promeni religiju ili umri.
They changed their religion.
Oni su promenili religiju.
And for a short while he ruled and then he died.
Vladao je za kratko i potom umro.
And he has a huge hole in the back of his head.
A ima ogromnu rupu na svojoj lobanji.
Somebody came up to him and went whack.
Neko je učinio ovakav potez.
One wonders who it can be.
Šta bi to moglo biti?
Is it possible that it was the old priest who was an Aten priest and became an Amun priest?
Da li je moguće da je to onaj stari sveštenik koji je bio, koji se predstavljao za sveštenik Atena, bio je zapravo sveštenik Amona?
Poor old Anken Sempaten.
Jadna Anken Sempaten.
Beautiful young girl.
Prelepa mlada.
She writes a letter to the king of the Hittites.
Piše pismo Hetitskom kralju.
She says, please give me one of your sons or I die.
Molim te, daj mi jednog od tvojih sinova ili ću umreti.
And that king of the Hittites says, I'm not getting involved in this one.
A Hetitski kralj kaže, ne ulazim u to.
And guess what happens?
Pogodite šta se desilo.
This old 80-year-old man.
Ovaj 80-godišnji
declares himself Pharaoh.
Proglašava se faraonom.
And marries poor little Anken Sempaten.
I ženi se nesrećnom malom Anken Sempaten.
Sad story.
Tužna priča.
But it shows of a tremendous upheaval in the religion of Egypt.
Ali predstavlja velike promene i nestabilnosti u egipatskoj religiji.
Let me sum up for you.
Da sumiramo.
A princess dies.
Princeza umire.
Murdered.
Biva ubijena.
Because she probably found Moses.
Jer je možda pronašla Mojsija.
And probably changed her religion.
I možda promenila svoju religiju.
The Pharaoh of the Exodus dies.
Faraon u vreme egzodusa, izlaska iz Egipta, umire.
And there's a fake mummy in his place.
A lažna mumija se nalazi u njegovom grobu.
His grandson is the second born instead of the first born.
Njegov unuk je drugorođeni sin umesto prvenca.
And then immediately there's a change to the religion of monotheism.
A vrlo brzo zatim dolazi do promene religije u monoteizam.
Quoting Psalms of Moses.
I ta religija citira Mojsijeve psalme.
Then there is a massive intrigue and the entire family is wiped out.
I dešava se jedna velika intriga i cela porodica biva zbrisana, pobijena.
Except for a lecherous old man holding on to one beautiful little girl.
Osim ovog starca koji zadržava ovu prelepu devojku.
And then it's religion as usual and the women are small again.
I religija se vraća na staro i žena je opet mala i
Now you tell me, is there enough evidence to believe the biblical story? Yes or no?
Da li verujete da ima dovoljno činjenica koje govore u prilog istinitosti biblijske priče?
Well, the critics said there were no such things as Hittites.
Ali nauka kaže da nije bilo takvog naroda kao što su Hetiti.
But there are the cities of the Hittites with the Ebla tablets.
Evo sada ovde hetitskih gradova otkrivenih sa Ebla tablicama.
Which were found at other sites.
Koje su pronađene na drugim mestima.
Confirming names like Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah, all those biblical names.
Potvrđujući imena kao što je Avram, Sodoma i Gomora i drugi biblijski nazivi.
And the Dead Sea Scrolls confirming the Bible unchanged.
A svici sa Mrtvog mora potvrđuju da se Biblija nije promenila.
So we see historically there seems to be evidence that the Bible could be right.
Dakle, vidimo da istorijski postoje činjenice koje mogu tvrditi da je Biblija ispravna.
Let's briefly go through a prophecy that has been fulfilled.
Da brzo prođemo kroz proročanstvo koje je bilo ispunjeno.
This is the city of Tyre.
Ovo je grad Tir.
They were a merchant city, the Phoenicians.
To je bio trgovački grad feničanski.
But this is the island city of Tyre.
Ovo je ostrvski grad Tir.
You see, Ezekiel, the prophet, came along and said
prorok Ezekiel je rekao
that Tyre would be destroyed.
Da će Tir biti uništen.
Now you might say, big deal, every city will probably one day be destroyed.
Velika stvar, reći ćete, pa svaki grad će pre ili kasnije biti uništen.
Well, its religion was a very licentious religion.
Njihova religija bila je vrlo surova.
Below the belt.
Imali, znali su da udaraju nisko, koristili su se niskim udarcima, pokvareni su bili.
But then Ezekiel came and he said something else.
A onda dolazi Ezekiel i kaže nešto drugo, još nešto.
He said, I'll scrape the city off like dust.
Kaže, počistit ću ovaj grad kao prah.
And there where she stood, there will be nets.
A tamo gde on stajao, bit će ribarske mreže.
Now today, there is the city, remnant.
A danas tamo ima ostatka grada.
But it's not the original city. This is an island where they built a new Tyre.
Ali to nije originalni grad Tir. To je naslednik njegov koji je izgrađen na ostrvu.
Ezekiel went further and he said,
i Ezekiel je išao dalje pa je rekao,
that he would throw the whole city and its dust into the midst of the sea.
Da će ceo grad i njegova prašina biti bačeni u more.
So now the prophet's gone mad.
E sad je prorok stvarno, ne bi rekli, prolupao.
He's predicting that a whole city will be thrown into the sea.
On prorokuje da će ceo grad biti bačen u more.
Today they would put him in a nice institution in a padded room.
Danas bi ga stavili u jednu instituciju da bude zatvoren u sobi.
And the Lord said that it would be a place for the spreading of rock of nets.
I Bog kaže da će to biti mesto gde će se mreže ribarske širiti.
And it will be as smooth as a shining rock.
I da će tu biti gol kamen, uglačan kamen.
Now that's exactly what you have there today, nets.
I upravo to danas nalazite na mestu grada Tira.
The first part of the prophecy Nebuchadnezzar fulfilled.
Prvi deo proročanstva ispunio je Nabuhodonosor.
He flattened Tyre.
On je sravnio Tir sa zemljom.
But he didn't throw it in the sea.
Ali ga nije bacio u more.
And the Phoenicians went and built a new Tyre on the island.
A Feničani su došli i izgradili novi Tir na ostrvu.
And there the city lay for a quarter of a millennium.
I tamo je grad ležao četvrtinu milenijuma.
Challenging the words of Ezekiel, wipe you as clean as the top of a rock.
Dajući izazov Jezekiljinim rečima da će grad biti počišćen u more.
Well, today you can find the old city in the sea.
Danas možete stari grad da vidite u moru.
And some nets.
I neke mreže.
And the one who fulfilled the prophecy was this man over here, Alexander the Great.
A onaj koji je ispunio proročanstvo do kraja bio je ovaj čovjek, Aleksandar Veliki.
He came to attack the new Tyre.
Došao je da napadne novi grad Tir.
But they were clever. They put posts around the island.
Ali oni su bili mudri pa su stavili zaštitu oko ostrva.
And so his ships kept breaking.
Zapravo neke barijere, tako da su se brodovi obijali o te.
And one day he got very fed up.
Prepreke. A onda je Aleksandru stvarno bilo dosta.
And he was looking around.
Gledao je.
And he said to his soldiers,
i rekao svojim vojnicima,
you see the rubble of the old city lying over there?
Vidite li tamo ruševine onog starog grada?
Throw it in the sea and build me a road to the island.
Pobacajte to u more i napravite mi put kojim ću umarširati u onaj grad.
And they took the whole city and threw it into the ocean.
Tako da su ceo grad prebacili u more.
And then they used the dust to make a road.
A prašinu su upotrebili, onaj sitan materijal da naprave, da utabaju put.
Filling the prophecy 100%.
Ispunjenje proročanstva je 100%.
So this is the island today silted in and part of the mainland.
Ovo je danas to ostrvo koje je zasuto i postalo je poluostrvo, deo kopna.
And Maya's ancient history almost quotes the Bible here.
A stara istorija Majerova kaže, ovde citira Bibliju.
He says the larger part of the city is bare as a top of the rock where fishermen frequent and dry their nets.
Dobar deo grada je go kamen gde ribari suše svoje mreže.
So here is an ancient prophecy.
Ovde dakle imamo jedno staro proročanstvo.
That sounds impossible.
Koje zvuči nemoguće.
Fulfilled to the letter.
Koje se ispunjava do poslednjeg slovca.
Now what does that mean for prophecies pertaining to the future?
A šta to znači kako da onda posmatramo proročanstva koja nam kazuju budućnost?
And how trustworthy are they going to be?
i koliko su ona verodostojna.
Well, here's something else. God, remember, said, I tell you the former things before it happens, I'll tell you.
Sećate se, Bog je rekao u Isaiji, reći ću vam stvari koje još nisu bile, pre nego se zbudu.
Now I want to tell you about a final prophecy.
Hoću da vam kažem nešto o krajnjem proročanstvu.
Which has a twist to it.
Koje ima neko iskrivljenje u sebi.
Maybe it is a type of a universal clash between religious systems.
Možda je to jedna vrsta sučeljavanja religijskih sistema, suočavanja.
Much like the clash in Egypt was.
Kao što je bio onaj sukob u Egiptu.
This is the famous city of Petra.
Ovo je čuveni grad Petra.
Well, God said that he would pull Petra down.
Bog je rekao da će Petru srušiti.
And he said, you make your home as high as an eagle's nest.
Rekao je, načinit će njegov dom visok kao gnezdo, kao orlovo gnezdo.
That's in Obadiah 1, verses 2 to 4.
To vidimo u proroku Avdiji.
Obadiah also says, in other parts, Jeremiah says, the city is of solid rock.
A Jeremija kaže da je to grad od čvrste stene.
Of course, the German critics said, solid rock city, what a lot of rubbish.
Nemačka kritika rekla, grad od čvrste stene, kakva glupost.
There's no such city, there's no such record of any such city, it never existed.
Nema takvog grada, nikad takav grad nije postojao koji je od cele stene.
Until just more than 100 years ago it was found.
Do pre samo 100 godina kada je taj grad pronađen.
Well hidden, you had to go through this narrow little sick over here.
Morate da prođete kroz ovaj uzani procep.
And as you walk you can see there a building appearing.
I vidite dok prolazite kako se zgrade promaljaju kroz.
All along the walk there are little statuettes and enclaves for statues.
Svuda duž puta su statue i rezbarije.
This is a man leading what is left of a camel. There's a piece of the camel's stomach and his feet.
Ovde je čovek koji vodi kamilu, ovde su ostaci kamilinih nogu.
And the rock formation is amazing.
A formacija ovih stena je zapanjujuća.
And as you come through you see this amazing temple which is the Al-Kazna temple.
Vidite ovaj veličanstveni hram Al-Kazna.
And they used to believe because it was the treasury of Isis.
A oni su verovali budući da je ovo bilo zidina riznica.
They used to believe that the gold of Egypt was up there in that dome.
I verovali ste da je u ovoj kupoli egipatsko blago, egipatsko zlato.
Well, nobody knows if it ever was there, certainly hasn't been found.
Niko ne zna da li je zaista bilo tamo, nije bilo pronađeno.
But of course, as you know, it's amazing that this is not built, this is chiseled out of solid rock.
Ali zapanjujuće je da ovaj grad nije izgrađen, on je isklesan u steni.
And here are the tombs of the rich.
Ovde su grobovi bogataša.
And if you are still richer, you can afford these famous tombs.
A ako ste još bogatiji, mogli ste da sebi priuštite još ovakve bogatije grobove.
Some of the houses also are chiseled out of the rock.
Neke od kuća su takođe isklesane u steni.
The famous amphitheater.
Čuveni amfiteatar u Petri.
With the graves just above it.
Sa grobovima tačno iznad njega.
If you were rich, you got a grave at the amphitheater.
Ako si bogat, imaćeš grob u amfiteatru.
So that when you died, you wouldn't be bored.
Tako da ti neće biti dosadno kad umreš.
You would have something to see at least down there. You know what I mean?
Ćeš gledati predstave tamo.
So here it is with tombs all around it.
Evo ovde Petre sa grobovima svuda naokolo.
You probably got a clothespin when you came in there to clothe your clothes while you were watching.
Možda vam se ne bi svideo miris pa biste začepili nos kad tamo dođete.
Maybe not. They embalmed them so well they probably didn't
smell. Naravno, vreme dok je grad bio aktivan, možda i nije tako smrdeo.
The rock formation is amazing.
Formacije ovih stena su zapanjujuće.
Jeremiah says you live on the rocky cliffs high on top of a mountain.
Jeremija kaže, živiš na visokim stenama na vrhu planine.
And then he says, I will bring you down and no one will ever live there again.
Ali Bog kaže, bacit ću te na zemlju i niko više neće živeti u tebi.
By the way, he said the same about Babylon.
Uzgred, rečeno je isto i za Vavilon.
And you know how many emperors and generals tried to rebuild Babylon?
I znate li koliko je generala i onih koji su ga osvajali pokušalo da ponovo izgradi i naseli Vavilon?
Nobody lives there today.
Ali danas tamo niko ne živi.
And the Bedouins say, not me.
A Beduini kažu, ne, nećemo ni mi.
You see, if it stands there, you can go and check it out. Why don't you go and try and move in there permanent and see how long you last?
I niko zaista tamo ne živi, zašto, a on stoji tamo. Zašto ne odete i probate da se nastanite tamo za stalno, da vidite koliko dugo...
Now, why was this city going to be brought down?
Zašto je ovaj grad trebalo da bude...
Again, it was a clash of religions.
Ponovo, religijski sukob.
You see, there is a stela on top of the mountain.
Ovde vidite stelu na vrhu planine.
It is the best preserved high place in the world.
To je najbolje očuvana visina na svetu.
And here is the stairway to this high place.
A evo ovih stepeništa koje vode do ove visine, do hrama.
Now this high place has two stelas.
Ova visina ima dve stele.
And if there were two stelas, then normally there were human sacrifices.
Ako je bilo dve stele, to znači da su tamo prinošene ljudske žrtve.
At other places where they found two stelas, they often found mass graves with children and human sacrifices at the site.
Na drugim mestima gde se pronalaze dve stele, obično se nalaze masovne grobnice sa ostacima dece i ljudskih žrtava.
You see, this deity had to be appeased with a human sacrifice, a young girl, a virgin.
Ovo božanstvo moralo je biti umilostivljavano ljudskim žrtvama, po mogućstvu mladim devojkama, devicama.
And there was the stairway to the high place.
A ovo je stepenište koje vodi do te visine.
As you climb it,
i dok se penjete,
the stela becomes visible.
Stela postaje vidljiva.
And here is the plaque which says sacrificial high place.
A evo ovde ploče koja kaže da je to visina za žrtvovanje.
Of course they sacrificed animals there too, but once a year at two stellar places they sacrificed humans.
Naravno tu su žrtvovane i životinje, ali na mestima gde se nalaze dve stele, jednom godišnje bile su prinošene ljudske žrtve.
And there they are called Dushara and El Uzza.
Ovo su njihova imena.
And when the sun struck the top of them,
kada bi sunce doseglo do vrha iste,
that's when the sacrifice was made.
Tada je žrtva prinošena.
And here was the site of sacrificial washing in holy water.
A ovo je mesto za pranja, ritualna pranja prilikom žrtvovanja.
If it was a human sacrifice, here was the place of sacrifice.
Ako je to bila ljudska žrtva, evo ovde žrtvenika.
So they would put the young virgin down.
Stavili bi tamo devicu.
There would be four priests at the arms and the legs.
Bilo bi četiri sveštenika za ruke i noge svaki.
And then they watched the sun when it struck the pillars.
I gledali bi kada sunčani disk dođe do stuba.
Then they would take out the heart alive.
Onda bi izvadili srce iz žrtve dok je još živa.
And then they would place it here in the sun disk.
I stavili bi ga ovde na mesto koje predstavlja sunčani disk.
And the blood would trickle down this groove.
A krv bi iz srca potekla iz ovaj usek.
And cleanse the waters.
I očistila vode.
And then the wrath of the sun god was appeased.
I onda je bio umilostivljen bog sunca.
Animal sacrifices were washed here.
Životinske žrtve bile su ovde prane.
Now if you look across the hill from this high place,
ako gledate preko brda sa ove visine,
you'll see a little white stone over there.
Vidjet ćete beli kamen.
Now tradition says that that is the grave of Aaron.
Tradicija uči da je to Aronov grob.
And of course that religion is the opposite to the religion that was practiced here.
A ta religija, dakle, koju je Aron i Mojsije koji su propovedali, bila je suprotna ovoj religiji.
Here there was an annual human heart placed in the sundial.
Ovde je godišnje, jednom godišnje prinošeno ljudsko srce bilo stavljeno.
We don't need that. That's a little video, but we can forget that.
Ovde ima mali video zapis, ali njega ćemo preskočiti.
Let's just come down there.
Da samo siđemo ovde.
This, by the way, is called the Tomb of Tears because of this rock formation.
Ovo je inače grob Teosa zbog ove formacije stene.
There's a young Bedouin trying to sell you something.
Evo mladog Beduina koji pokušava nešto proda.
This is the famous lion fountain.
Ovo je čuvena fontana lava.
The Isis temple.
Izidin hram.
And there you have the symbol of Babylon, the lion with the eagle's wings.
A evo i simbola Vavilona, lava sa orlovim krilima.
And you can go up some other high places as well.
Možete se popneti na neke druge visine.
On the other side,
s druge strane,
and here you find another magnificent temple cut out of solid rock.
I opet nalazite prelepi hram koji je isklesan u steni.
And it's huge. I mean, there, look at the scale. That
ogroman
pillar
je.
Is enormous.
Pogledajte razmeru, ogroman je.
Now it's interesting that tradition says somebody else of biblical proportions is buried there.
Tradition says. Zanimljivo je da i tradicija uči da još neko biblijskih
da još jedna person.
Biblijska ličnost dakle ovde sahranjena.
Anybody know who they say is buried there?
Znate za koga tvrde da je tu sahranjen?
Miriam. The sister of Moses.
Mojsijeva sestra, Aaron mu je bio
brat. So Aaron is supposed to be on the other hill and Miriam by tradition is supposed to have been buried here.
Znači po tradiciji Aaron je bio sahranjen tamo gde je beli kamen, a ovde je bila sahranjena sestra Miriam.
Do you know what's interesting to me?
Znate šta mi je zanimljivo?
When the prophets are alive,
dok su proroci živi,
nobody wants to listen to them.
Niko ne želi da ih sluša.
And when the prophets are dead,
a kada su mrtvi, kada umru,
they erect enormous tombs and worship at the shrine of the prophets.
Podignu im velike grobove i obožavaju ih u njihovim hramovima.
That's a double insult to God.
To je dupla uvreda za Boga.
First they don't believe him.
Prvo im ne veruju ono što im govore u Božje ime.
And then they worship the object.
A onda obožavaju objekat.
Well, whether it is true or not is neither here nor there.
Da li je to istina ili ne, nismo ni tamo ni ovde.
This is one of the rooms of worship.
Ovo je jedna od soba za obožavanje, jedna od prostorija.
Interesting that they always had three arches.
Zanimljivo da je tu obično bivalo tri luka.
For the three main deities.
Za tri glavna božanstva.
And if you compare this religion with the religion of the Bible,
a ako uporedite ovakve religije sa biblijskom religijom,
then you find that this one has a god of anger.
Nalazite da ovi imaju ljutitog boga,
who has to be constantly appeased with human sacrifices.
Stalno treba bude umilostivljavan ljudskim žrtvama.
And the other one says, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me.
A Isus kaže, neka se ne plaši srce vaše, verujte Boga i meni verujte.
In my father's house are many mansions, if it were not so I would have told you.
Kod moga oca ima mnogo mesta, mnogo stanova, a da nije tako, kazao bih vam.
And then this fantastic promise, I go to prepare a place, I'm coming back to fetch you so that you can be where I am also.
I onda ovo veličanstveno obećanje da ću doći ponovo i uzeću vas da budete tamo gde sam i ja.
The Jewish religion had a lamb.
Jevrejska religija imala je jagnje.
And the lamb represented a Messiah to come.
Koje je predstavljalo Mesiju koji će doći.
Who would pay the price forever.
Koji će platiti cenu za nas.
Who would go and prepare a place and come back to fetch us.
Koji će onda otići da nam pripremi mesto i vratiti se ponovo po nas.
Here was a religion that was built on a rock of its own making.
To je religija koja je zasnovana na sopstvenoj na steni sopstvenog porekla.
And the other one was a religion of a rock, the Messiah.
Znači one prva.
The first one was the
a rock of your own making.
Znači na sopstvenoj steni će ta prva religija biti zasnovana, a ova druga na steni koja je Mesija.
They chiseled their city out of solid rock.
Oni su isklesali grad od stene.
But the other one says, built your house on this rock.
A drugi, Isus kaže, na meni, na ovoj steni izgradite svoj
dom. For this rock will never be moved.
Jer se ta stena nikad neće pomestiti, kako kaže Biblija.
So now we have some choices.
Imamo sad neke izbore pred sobom.
I think that the Bible has enough evidence that it is historically accurate.
Mislim da Biblija pruža dovoljno, ima dovoljno dokaza da je istorijski tačna.
I think there is enough evidence from fulfilled prophecies that God meant what he said when he said, I tell you ahead of time what will happen and it will happen.
Mislim da imamo također dovoljno materijala da verujemo proročanstvima koja su ispunjena i da ono što je Bog rekao, evo vam kažem unapred da verujete kada se zbudem.
And I think he has the power to say and do what is right.
I verujem da ima moć da učini ono što je rekao.
And then there is also a religion of hope.
A također biblijska religija je religija nade.
So I want to invite you to come and listen to the next lectures.
Želim da vas pozovem da dođete i slušate sledeća predavanja.
Where we will start to look at some other issues.
Kada ćemo razmotriti neka druga pitanja.
We will also look into the future because there are prophecies that deal with the future.
Gledat ćemo u budućnost jer ima proročanstava koje se bave budućnošću koja je još pred nama.
And they stretch into our day, they affect us.
I ona se protežu do naših dana, nas lično pogađaju.
Come and see and taste and feel and see if it is so or if it is not so.
Dođite, okusite, okušajte da li je zaista tako.
Thank you for listening.
Hvala što ste slušali.